So thanks again, Sibiu. So now we turn to item 9, cooperation with partners and other important actors. So I'd like to recall that the Convention's work on water and climate relies on close cooperation with several partners, and that the activities on water and climate are very much linked to other activities under the Convention, such as water allocation in transboundary context, and also the water, food, energy ecosystem nexus. We will start now with a panel discussion with some participants from our partner organizations, and I would like to invite them to come to sit with us here. From the Global Water Partnership, Anjali Lohani. From the IUCN, Rebecca Welling. And from the World Meteorological Organization, Claudia Capone. And Maggie, Siri is also on the list, but I heard that you had to leave quite soon, so until next time then, we keep this. And thanks for participating here. Good. So thank you all for joining us here. Well, we had a few questions prepared, so we see how interactive this can go. I will start with a question, and you see who wants to respond. So can you tell us a bit what your organization is currently doing and with regards to water and climate change? And what are your plans for 2019-2020? Also towards the year of water and climate, of course. And are there specific plans, activities, or projects in relation to adaptation to climate change in transboundary basin? Of course, we like to focus on the transboundary aspect there. So who may I give the floor first? Yes, IUCN?